Dictation for Karen Rohn, R-O-H-N, December 9, 52. Address as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S, N-P, 817-4601. Dear Mrs. Mullins, consultation Mrs. Ram Karen for abnormal kidney function. She has problems of incontinence of urine. This urology, Dr. Cotant, C-O-T-A-N-T, has done pelvic floor exercises as well as Botox, B-O-T-O-X injection, few months back, but no improvement. The right kidney, which is small comparing to the left, through years appears worse from 9 down to 7 centimeters. She has chronic lymphedema, obesity, uses a lymphedema pump. There has been prior history of kidney stones, urinary tract infection, sepsis in 2013. Presently denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, reflux, diarrhea, bleeding, incontinent of urine by no infection, cloudiness of blood, not in the recent past, a stable dyspnea, presently no chest pain palpitations, no lightheadedness, has a lot of upper respiratory symptoms from allergies, has a sleep apnea but unable to use the CPAP machine, no skin rash bruises, no headaches, no changes on eyesight. Next paragraph, past medical history, overweight, respiratory symptoms, allergies, sleep apnea, hypertension, pulmonary hypertension, diabetes since age 40, minor neuropathy, no ulcers, eye exam without retinopathy, denies coronary artery disease, denies TIS stroke, no peripheral vascular disease, no liver abnormalities, kidney stone unknown the type, no recurrence. Also, anxiety, depression, presently no treatment. Varicose veins. Next paragraph, surgeries, including the kidney stone removal, prior cystoscopy and stenting, sounds like hydronephrosis in the past, appendix, C-section, right shoulder scope, bilateral cataract surgeries. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Vicodin, Demerol, Augmentin, Mucinex. Next paragraph, present medications, Glipizide, Crestor, Lasix, Metformin, Bisoprolol, Escitalopram B12, prior Losartan, Aldacton, Potassium Discontinue, of Buspar. She was not able to afford Farxiga, never took Ajaxalate, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol present or past. Next paragraph, a brother was on dialysis. Question from diabetes blood pressure. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 299, blood pressure 110/72 on the right wrist, very pleasant, alert to the intestine four, overweight, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, normal eye movements, normal speech, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, obesity of the abdomen without tenderness or masses, minimal peripheral edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. From March, creatinine 1.32, GFR 43, stage 3B, normal sodium acid base, minor increase of potassium 5.2, normal calcium, prior anemia 11, normal white blood cell platelet, albumin in the urine 92 milligrams per gram. Looks like creatinine was stable between 0.9 and 1.1, 2022, 2023, 2024. Changes started around November 2025, 1.49, 1.45, 1.29, and present level. Back August 2025, urine shows no protein, trace of blood. At that time, there might have been infection with more than 100 white blood cells and positive leukocyte esterase. Right kidney, recently 7.3. This is from January, comparing to left 12.2. There was no obstruction, stone, or masses. Echogenicity on the right kidney increased. On the left is normal. No urinary retention. An echo from August last year, normal ejection fraction. Did have, however, moderate pulmonary hypertension and dilated inferior vena cava. Prior CT scan of the chest, incidental calcified left-sided thyroid nodule. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change of kidney function within the last 1 year. Associated a small kidney on the right comparing to the left. Low level of albumin in the urine. Prior abnormal urine analysis at the time of infection. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Renal Doppler is going to be done to assess for renal artery disease. Presently off ACE inhibitors or ARBs, not exposed to anti-inflammatory agents. There is potassium, does not require specific treatment. Continued diabetes cholesterol management. We discuss about the findings of pulmonary hypertension, dilated inferior vena cava. She has chronic lymphedema, multifactorial, including body size, obesity, and right-sided heart abnormalities. She is not on a high dose of diuretics. She's doing lymphedema pumps, also trying to keep legs elevated. my suspicions for cardiorenal syndrome are not as the primary source. Monitor chemistries in a regular basis, update urine to see if there is activity for inflammatory process. Further advice to follow depending on results, enter the patient